This is Derek Favors, number 15 from the Utah Jazz. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
3-point game, Harris. Pick and roll it. Favors takes it strong and one. Oh my. Watch Derek Favors take a leap right here.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios. And it's time to talk some NBA basketball. The Utah Jazz have one preseason game under their belt already. They'll play another one tonight. They take on the Toronto Raptors at 7 o'clock, five games on the slate tonight as far as the NBA goes. And joining us right now, we have our Drive Time Sports NBA insider, Jameson Welsh, on the phone right now. Jameson, it's been far too long. I think it's been about 2 months since we've talked some NBA basketball on the show, at least with you. So I appreciate you taking out the time to join us today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always. Definitely appreciate it.
Always look forward to it, that's for sure. Hey, NBA basketball is back. I know Sunday, the big story was the premiere, the debut of LeBron James in a Los Angeles Laker uniform. September basketball is always tricky. The preseason has been shortened a little bit. I mean, the season opener, we're about 2 weeks away from the start of the NBA season. Talk about the anticipation of seeing LeBron in a Laker uniform, because that's the storyline that dominated the offseason. But for me, it really didn't sink in until I watched him play Sunday night on ESPN that, wow, LeBron's really a Laker.
Yeah, that's when it was really, really official. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened over the last few months, but when it came down to it, he's a Laker, and he's a guy that, When it came down to it, he looks right in Laker uniform. Someone told me something a while back that, like, Lakers always find a way to get a guy. They're always going to have a superstar on their team one way or another. They may go a couple years without having someone, or might have a couple down years here and there. They had some down years in the 70s before they got Kareem, and they had a couple down years in the 90s and whatnot. But they're always going to have a guy, from Kareem to Magic to, Shaq, Kobe, and now modern day, you have LeBron James. And, there are some announcements last week about, the agency that represents LeBron James, who he has a lot of control over. They signed another guy that's going to be probably the best player in the league in a couple of years, Anthony Davis. So there's a lot of things going on. With LeBron, it's not just the basketball part. There's so much other moving parts and pieces. It almost seems like the Lakers have forged almost like a partnership with LeBron and his people. That's what it seems like. Giving KCP $30 million for 2 years, bringing LeBron on, getting him 4 years, so he's going to be here for a while. So, like, a nice partnership. So we're going to see what takes place. I think the Lakers are going to benefit a lot from it in a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, like, everyone makes the big thing about LeBron and his off-the-court stuff. LeBron does this every summer. He's a very busy guy. But he came because of basketball reasons. If he wanted to be in L.A., he could have went to the Clippers, but he didn't because that roster's not that good. He looks at the Lakers like, yeah, I got some young guys I can do some stuff with. And if not, we can make a couple moves and be right there with it. So it's going to be a good situation overall.
He definitely fits with this squad. And I don't know, and I don't want to spend the whole segment talking about the Lakers, but this is definitely something that I think is relevant. As I'm watching this game on Sunday night, this is a much better team than what he has had in Cleveland since Kyrie left, for sure. So I guess that's what, last season. But I mean, even going back to the years when Kyrie was there and Kyrie had gone down with an injury, this is a much better team than what LeBron has had in the last little while. And because of that, I believe the Lakers are a top three team of the Western Conference. Now, if they're not top three at season's end, I'm telling you right now, nobody wants to play this team in the postseason. I'm going to stand by it. Barring a major injury, this is a top three team of the West. I really believe that the pieces all fit for LeBron. And make no mistake about it, Jameson, when LeBron decided to sign in LA, you mentioned the younger pieces, but he had a say and had to have loved what the Lakers held in front of him as far as an idea for this season. He's at a stage in his career where he can't just give seasons away. All right, the goal for LeBron is to win as many championships as possible. So he likes what he has in LA, or he wouldn't have signed there.
Of course. When it comes down to it, I mean, he knows NBA, he knows the roster, he knows how this works. He's looking at the team like, okay, I like this young, I can do this with this guy, et cetera, et cetera. He is a very calculated guy. He's not going to make a move if he doesn't feel he can win or at least be competitive. But also, they have assets that you can move too. Like, there's a lot of, they have some assets that other teams may want. So if they want to get better, if they feel that, hey, you know what, they need to make a move, or hey, we might get a free agent or two over the summer, We can't afford to pay everybody. You know what? Let's move someone. We have to pay soon. So there's a lot of different things going on, a lot of different ways you can play it out. But no, the Lakers are in a good spot. They have a lot of good young players that are eager to learn. You don't have stubborn young players. This is Minnesota, where you have young guys that think they know everything. You have a situation where there's guys that are eager to learn. There's guys that, you know, they're like, hey, you know what? We can make this work here. We can really do something here. So I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen. I kind of want to see how this is going to play out. The defense is going to take time because you have a bunch of new guys, but they're going to be okay. Like, they're going to be an exciting team to watch. They're going to have ups and downs like most teams do when you're integrating a lot of different players. But for the most part, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I think they have a good, solid situation going forward, and I think the sky's the limit for this team. I don't think there's – obviously, they're not good as Golden State. Remains to be seen how good Houston's going to be this year. But after that, I think anyone out west, you can make an argument from Portland to the Pelicans to the Thunder, Lakers. You can argue a bunch of different teams, the Jazz. You can argue a bunch of different teams in that same space about who's going to be good and who's not.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jameson Welsh, our NBA Drive Time Sports Insider. Let's talk about another storyline that has dominated the NBA storylines over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks. That's a Jimmy Butler situation in Minnesota. I do believe that Jimmy Butler will have a new team by the time the regular season starts. Where? Well, I think it's going to be the Eastern Conference. I definitely don't believe that Minnesota is going to trade him within the conference. I know he, for some reason, has it in his mind he wants to get to the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know why, but at the same time, he's going to have a new team in the Eastern Conference. What's the holdup right now with this particular deal?
Well, Jordan, there's several things. There's the GM saying, you know what, he's not for trade, we're not trading him. And you got the owners like, hey, call me, we're going to get this done. So no one knows what the hell's going on. And that's a really bad situation when your front office isn't on the same page. That's one of the worst situations you can actually have, because the best organizations, everybody's on the same page, from the owner on down to people who sweep the floors at the stadium. Minnesota has had a horrific ownership, GM, front office situation since they've been in the league. It's been well documented how poor they are. It's well documented how bad their owner is. They don't get talked about because they're in Minnesota and really no one cares about Minnesota Timberwolves. That's just how it goes. However, with that being said, it's a situation where Tibbs got paid a lot of money to basically be a guy that is just there. What I personally would do, if I am the T-Wolves, I get rid of him. I get back the best offer. If I call the Clippers, say, hey, wants to go there, give me Tobias, give me unprotected first, and give me Patrick Beverley or something like that. We make it work. Or, you know, some mixture like that. Just get rid of him because he's not going to sign there next year. The longer this goes on, the worse the offers get. Get back a guy. Tobias might not be an all-star, but he's a productive player. He's a guy that can play. Give me back a guy that can play and keep him moving.
You know, I guess when I look at the entire scenario, and this goes with almost every NBA trade, you're never going to get equal or fair value for an all-star. At this stage in the game, there's even less leverage for a team like Minnesota. I mean, this is something that if you're a Timberwolves fan, you think, why couldn't this deal have been something to this magnitude have been, I guess, executed around the draft, which I guess gives you hope, especially with Karl Anthony Towns getting the massive extension that he's getting. All in all, it's just horrible timing for this franchise. It almost seems like when it rains, it pours. It's a team that's underachieved for the last couple of seasons. Look, if I'm Minnesota, I'm trying to get Jimmy Butler out of town as quickly as possible. You don't need him around this young core. It's an unneed. Right now, they are what they are. And I don't know that Minnesota makes the playoffs with Jimmy Butler. They definitely don't make it without him. So I think right now is the right time, Jameson, to move on. You don't need this type of negativity moving into the regular season with a young core.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's not just negativity. It's a situation where if he's going to not play, it doesn't help you. You know, that's the thing. It's one thing if he's going to play, he's going to be there, et cetera. But if he's not going to play, he's not going to be there, then it really doesn't help you. And you got to answer questions. Your guys got to answer questions. Not a good situation all the way around. So me personally, if I'm the T-Wolves, I try to move him. There's a lot of offers out there that can be made. Take the best one, move on, and try to build your team and try to invest in your young guys. Got a couple of guys that can play. Depends on what you think of Andrew Wiggins. I'm not a huge fan of him, but there's talent there. It's up to the coaching staff and the team to get the best out of him if that's possible.
Again, Jamison Welsh talking NBA basketball with us here on Drive Time Sports. Jamison, let's move on. I want your top storyline as the regular season nears. What are you most looking forward to?
So this is Chris. That sounds kind of crazy. It kind of reminds me of when the Lakers went back-to-back in 09 and 010, and going into the following season, people really weren't talking about them. But the Warriors have just won back-to-back championships, and no one's really talking about them. There's all a bunch of stories, whether it's LeBron, Lakers, what's going on with the Celtics, getting their team back. Can Houston, you know, get back to where they were? Can OKC do this? Very few people are talking about the Warriors. Like, very few. Like, they're not dominating the storylines like a team that just won back-to-back championships and won the last three out of the four should, in my opinion. Like, I really think they should be getting more media attention, as crazy as that sounds. With the kind of roster they have, the kind of pedigree they have, they kind of, you know, the kind of run they've been on for the last 4 years, you would think they'd be, you know, a little bit more dominating the headlines. But, you know, they aren't, and that's fine. But also, I think there's a story that really no one's talking about. Kevin Durant has not signed a long-term deal in Golden State. Like, everything has been a one-plus-one. One-year deal. Well, there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of stuff saying that he might end up in New York, he might end up in L.A. Don't be surprised if he does leave sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you've got to kind of be out in the night if you think he's going to end his career in Golden State, right? That's not going to happen.
No, that's definitely not going to happen. But there's been a lot of smoke regarding his next move and when it's going to happen. You know, I don't know. I mean, Kevin Durant's a different guy. He does things on his own accord. He does things, you know, a little bit differently. You know, he does things what he feels. That's his right. He's able to do that. He's done a lot in this game to be able to put himself in that position to do so. So, by all means, there's nothing wrong with that. However, with that being said, it would not surprise me if he were to end up in a different uniform next season.
Let me ask you this, and again, I know that this is kind of the talk that drives people nuts with the start of the regular season. What are the odds he ends up in Oklahoma City? I think at some point in time in his career, he ends up in a Thunder uniform once again. I really do.
I think he goes back, but not anytime soon. I think L.A. and New York are bigger options than people are thinking. I think L.A. is a bigger option than people are putting on.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I definitely would.
It's a bigger option only because him and LeBron are tight, and I think he wants to play with LeBron before it's too late. And when I mean too late, meaning that LeBron's not an elite player. I think he wants to play with LeBron for a year or two. And also, you know, I think he wants to experience being a Laker. You know, this is kind of how things go. I mean, Kevin Durant, the last 2 years, he's won two championships, and people think of him way differently than they did before he went to Golden State. People are always going to have their opinions and thoughts about him. If he goes 3-for-3 with the Warriors, there's nothing else to prove. There's literally nothing else. There's nothing for him to prove there. They've won their rings. They would have closed out that arena winning it. It would not surprise me if he winds up in L.A. or New York. Anywhere else, I'd be surprised. But those are two places I've heard some stuff to where, hey, you know what? This might actually happen.
Jamison Welsh, again, our NBA Drive Time Sports Insider. We're going to be talking with Jamison throughout the entire year. Next week, we'll talk more Utah Jazz basketball. Like I said, tonight, the Jazz will take on the Toronto Raptors. Start time for that game is set for 7 p.m., and then we'll talk more about the Jazz in the coming days because, again, it's an exciting year for Jazz fans. Year two of Donovan Mitchell. Jamison, what are you expecting from Donovan before I let you go?
I expect the guy's going to improve upon last year. I also expect the guy's going to... I think he's going to carry the Jazz to a top five record in the West. I really do. However, the seeds don't really matter in the West. It's all about matchups. But I think Rudy Gobert carries the team. As Rudy goes, the team goes. That's kind of how it's been for a while. But that's where it ends up. As long as Rudy's playing well, they're going to be just fine. So I can't wait to see. I think we have a good competitive Western Conference on hand. The only problem with the Jazz is can they score enough? Because versus the elite teams, you're going to have to get the 110, 115 consistently. I don't know if they can do that just yet.
Jamison, always fun to get you on the show. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me as always.
And with that, we are out of time on this Pack Tuesday edition of the show. Coming up next, it's Meet the Candidates from Emory High School right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Be safe. We are out.